Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that you are a good God, that you are holy, that you are in our presence, Lord, that you know us, that you love us, that you care for us, that you call us your children. If we've come to you by faith, if we've received you as our Lord and Savior, Father, we know that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Eternal life means eternal life for eternity. Father, we thank you that your grace is stronger than our weakness. Your love covers a multitude of sins. Father, we come to you now as we prepare for your word. Father, as we hit a new series on prayer and mission, Lord, I just ask that, Lord, that you would move in our hearts in new ways, that we would grow in our relationship with you, that we would grow deeper, that we would become more and more intimate with you, ongoing. Lord, that we would turn to you moment by moment in prayer, in thankfulness. Lord, that you would give us a hunger for the things of eternity, for the things that really matter, Lord. That you would change us from the inside out. Father, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for this beautiful, wonderful family. Lord, we come to you now, and we ask you to speak to us through your word. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So, I've got a question for you. Is God all powerful? Okay. Is he all knowing? So he knows everything and he's all powerful. So nothing is a surprise to him. So why should we pray? Why should we pray?
Because prayer is power.
Prayer is power?
Yes.
Honor.
So that he'll answer.
Boom. So that he'll answer. Guys, you know, it's amazing to me how simple it is, right? And we have a loving God who desires to be in real relationship with us. And what does it say here? As we look, let's go to the first slide here. Why does God want us to pray? For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Yes, he knows, but he's waiting. He's hungry for that response, that give and take in relationship. And even though he knows what we want of him, he's waiting for us to come to him. Hey, let me ask you, parents. Do you desire to... Now, sometimes I know you need a break. But do you desire to have real connection with your children? There's, man, I tell you, Alexia and I went on a father date the other night, and I was so happy. I texted Julie in the middle of it, and I was like, I'm having so much fun. And it was just such a wonderful time. And of having a meal and sharing and oh my goodness, it was so great. And there's something inside the father's heart that yearns, the mother's heart, the parent's heart that yearns to have that real time with our children. Do you think it's any different with a perfect loving father? It's just increased. We have a loving, holy Father who knows us better than we know ourselves, who takes pleasure. Do you know God takes pleasure in you? I could be up here, and if you start getting me talking about my kids, pretty soon you're going to be like, okay, where's the time? Have you ever spent any time with somebody who's come back from something that they're really, maybe a trip or something, and they're really excited and they're showing you picture after picture after picture? I could do the same thing with stories about my children. Because when I get on a roll, there's something inside me I love to share about my kids. You know, I think of the, I've been to the 10-year, the 20-year, and the 30-year reunions. You know what happened at the 10-year? Everybody was puffing up trying to show how successful they were. At the 20, it was a little more mellow. You know what happened at the 30? Everybody was talking about their kids. Nobody was talking about themselves. Things change. There's the heart of the parent that desires to love. What happens to us when our children are struggling? Is there anything harder? Luke 11, starting in verse 9, says, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open." Pretty clear, isn't it? Gives us this picture, three different pictures, all saying the same things. You know, when God wants us to really focus on something, he usually says it three times. He starts repeating it and repeating it. And man, it's like, don't miss this. Ask, and it will be given to you. And notice what the tense is here. The tense of the verbs are very important here. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. It's this persistence. Keep doing it. Now, do you think prayer in this sense is for God or for us? For us. And we're called here to keep doing it, to keep striving, to keep persisting. In other words, don't come to God only at those midnight emergencies, but keep constant communion with the Father. Our Father takes pleasure when we come to him, not just at the moments of everything falling apart. He's there for us then too, as a good parent is. But he takes pleasure, and we can come to him more often and in more true ways if we've established an ongoing. Now, when I say prayer, honestly, what comes to your mind? Food? Prayer? Peace? Joy? I want to ask this question. What should your prayer life look like? What does your prayer life look like? Because all of us have a lot of room to grow here, I believe. All of us have a lot of room to grow. I got to be honest with you. At times, my prayer life is good. And at times, it's not. At times, I get so focused on the functions and what needs to take place and the busyness of life. And I kind of ask God to start blessing what I'm doing and you know, kind of that backwards-looking prayer. Okay, I'm doing this now, God, so can you be with me in this? Rather than seeking God and being still and quiet before him. Guys, as we hit this new series, why does God want us to pray? As we hit this new series, I want us to be really seeking the Lord, seeking him out. And I want you guys to really be looking at how is my prayer life really going? The name of the series is Prayer Leads to Kingdom Living. I want you guys to think about that. Prayer leads to kingdom living. So where we're going to, you know, we're going to be looking at all kinds of prayer. But one of the main things that we're going to be looking at is when we pray, God not only answers, but he speaks to us and he says, and I want you to be a part of the solution. Because God works through his people. And so we live in a world that is suffering, that is struggling, that is lost, that is empty, that is angry, that is bitter, that is vengeful. It's a broken world we're in. And we need to be willing to say, we can't do this. As do you know, we can't help our community apart from the work of Christ. Now, can we help them physically with stuff? Yeah. But if it ends there, you know, we saw the video on giving these boxes. It's not just boxes going with toys. The boxes full of toys and things that are beautiful and stories and books are going in the name of the gospel, in the name of Jesus Christ. And they're going with the gospel being given. And that's where the power is. And so as we are praying for our community, for our loved ones, for our family and friends, it's the Lord's power and His strength, and we need to keep asking, keep seeking, keep being in constant, persistent prayer. Has anybody been praying for anybody to come to the Lord for more than 10 years? Raise your hand. 20 years. 30 years. 35 years. 40 years. Man. Amen. Amen. Dear friends, is God slow in keeping His promises? What's that? Not as some count it. No. You see, we live in a fast food society, don't we? I was thinking about prayer and how we want instant answered prayer, and I was reminded. A few months ago, I was at Wendy's, and I was cheating. I'm sorry. This is a time of confession, right? I was in Wendy's. I was in a hurry. I'm trying to be good. And the car, it was very strange because the car in front of me, it pulled up, and it was taking a little bit, you know, a couple minutes. Didn't think much of it. And then it started to pull forward, and then it stopped. And as it started to pull forward, I started to pull forward. And then it started to come back, and I started to go back. And then I heard this yelling. And then we waited for a little bit, and then there was more yelling, and then drove off. And when I came up to the window, The woman was obviously shaken, and I said, "Are you okay?" She goes, "Yeah, we didn't get the order quite right and fast enough." And we live in this world where if our needs aren't met in moments, we're beyond ourselves in anger. And so, guys, when it comes to prayer, do you think this attitude affects how we pray and how we come to God? You know, I look at some of the phones and some of the things that the kids are looking at. They're these like 3-second, 6-second videos. It's, man, the attention span is like this. And we want things now, and everything's immediate. And it's saying, be persistent. Things worth having are worth striving for. Being persistent in our prayers. And not only being persistent, but ask in what? What takes place when we ask? You see, we have a God who takes pleasure in giving, here it is, good gifts. Good gifts. Now, does a father give something to a child that's going to be detrimental if he's thought about it? Tries not to. Well, we have a God who doesn't make mistakes. We have a God who doesn't make mistakes. And so when we pray, it's Jesus. It's this idea. Jesus called this abiding in prayer. And Paul exhorted to pray without ceasing, to stay focused, to stay committed. And what happens when we're in that persistent prayer? Guess what happens? As time goes on, we get to know our Father more. We come into a deeper relationship. Prayer brings us into a deeper fellowship with God. Matthew 6:9 says, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." This then is how you should pray. So, kind of a good example. Now, is this the only way we can pray? This is an example, right? This is an example. This is a heart-set example. And we're given other prayers in other places where it says different things. But then this is how we should pray. Our Father in heaven. How I memorize it was, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father. Why do you think it starts out with our Father who's in heaven? Where's that putting him and us in the relationship as we come to God in prayer? He's at the head, right? He's on the throne. He's the source. He's in charge. He's what? He's our focus. And so our Father in heaven. God, I understand who you are, and I understand your position, and I understand my position. There's a sense that, you know what? We're coming into the presence of a holy God. Guys, I want us to spend a moment here. When we pray, we're in the presence of a perfect holy God. And this perfect holy God is not an it. Think about this, guys. It's person. When you pray, what are you thinking about? When I talk to someone, I see them and I talk with them. What's the picture that we have in our hearts and our minds and our spirit of God? That time of reflection. I tell you, being in the Word, knowing about who God is, gives us a great... The more we know about the Word of God, the greater our understanding of this holy God before us, who's not only holy, but he's our Father and our friend. He's our Redeemer. He's our source. He's the truth. He's the way. He's our life. And so when we come in prayer, I think sometimes there's this sense of hallowed be your name. Is anybody have an idea of what hallowed means? What does hallowed mean? Holy? Anything else? What's that? Sacred, holy, pure. Hallowed be your name. Guys, I want you to picture this. When we're coming into prayer, it's like, man, we're coming onto holy ground. The idea, the picture of taking the shoes, we're coming into holy ground. It's sacred, it's special. I think so often, at least I know for me, I'm a little flippant in my prayer. Not intentionally, but I'm not thinking of myself being before God. So often in my prayers, man, there's not this sense of I'm coming before a loving, holy, powerful God who knows everything about me. Yes. Hallowed be your name, sacred, holy, powerful, just. Man, we have this God who is amazing. Each week we're going to take a part of the Lord's Prayer. But I just want us to really focus on hallowed be your name. So what stops us from praying? Self. What's that? Distraction. Huge distraction. Guilt and shame. Fear. There are so many things, so many of these emotions, so many things that separate us. We have an enemy who doesn't want us being intimate with God the Father. And he is doing everything he can to distract us, to keep us focused on ourselves, to keep us, oh, I'm not worthy. I get the guilt and shame just dripping off and living in fear and anger and bitter. Man. And all these things get our eyes on ourself. And when we come to God in prayer, it's that holy ground that we're seeking him. And we're before a God who knows everything you've done, good and bad. And here's a beautiful thing. Our righteousness is not in our living. Our righteousness, our right standing, is if we are in Christ by faith through grace. And if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, if you've received him as your Lord and Savior, you are a child of God. And here it is, nothing can separate us from the love of God. So that shame, that fear, that guilt, that it has no place. So now we get to enter the presence. Hallowed be your name. He is God over all. He is sacred. He is holy. He is just. And we come before this God. That's who we're speaking to. And when we know that, man, now, guess what? We get to bring our request. Ask, knock, seek. Keep going, keep striving, keep persisting. Because we have a God who knows us and loves us and hears our prayers. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. In heaven. Why does it say in heaven? Back to a little bit of that throne thing, isn't it? He's God over all. He's God of everything. He's the one true God. He's the creator, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is that God. And so there's a sense, not of only the holiness, but there's a sense of an incredible, or there should be an incredible sense of humility. Because when the created one speaks to the creator, it's appropriate that it's spoken in humility. It's appropriate that we approach God, not with, I've got these things that you need to do. But God, I need you. I need you. Guys, our Father who art in heaven, we are dependent upon him. What happens if we don't have a... No life exists. He's the creator of life. And because he's not only holy, but he's good, he takes pleasure. And when we ask in his name the things that are important to him, when we come... Man, prayer was... What was it? Pascal said, prayer is not getting God to bless... God to bless you. It's prayer is getting the heavens, the things of the heavens done on earth. It's not about getting God to bless the things on earth, but it's about getting the things from heaven, God's plan, and having that done on earth. And we have the privilege as believers to bring this plan forward. So guys, when we pray, we're going on mission. I'm on mission from God. We have to be a little careful there, don't we? Because we're on mission from God, we're not God. And what I say isn't greater than what? The Word of God. So does God say one thing to you and something different in his Word? So everything that we're hearing from God, it's important that it goes along with the will, with the truth of the Word of God. Prayer brings us into that deeper fellowship with God because it makes us humble before him, understanding his holiness and that we're on sacred ground and that he is a powerful, loving, immense God. Also, and this is really the area where I want us to be focusing on for the series is prayer leads to kingdom living. Prayer leads to kingdom living. If my people who are called, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name. Now, the first word there is what? If. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Guys, this is the part that we haven't gotten to yet, right? Oh, I can put my shoes back on. I got kind of comfortable with my shoes off. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Why does it say turn from their wicked ways? Do you consider yourself wicked? Or are your ways sometimes wicked? So, believer, hear this. Saints, you are called saints. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are what? A saint. Paul writes over and over to the saints in Ephesus, to the saints in Philippi. We are saints, not because we're deserving and we're super spiritual and we're super holy, but because Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He has made the old new, the dead alive in Christ. So we are saints in Christ. Do saints sin? Heaven help us, yes. So how are we to approach our sin before God? Guys, the number one thing that people tend to do, and all of us tend to do, in a negative way, on the negative side, is to just kind of push it under the carpet and not deal with it. And then when we're not dealing with it in a godly way, we tend to just kind of scoop it out of the way, get over and move forward, right? Go to distraction. If I can just get something else in my head. Or sometimes we don't even have to work. Something else just comes in our head. Sometimes our lives are so busy, so full of stuff and things to do. We can go to the next thing. And our sin, when I'm not doing well in my walk with Christ, you know, one of the things that happens more than at other times, I get a little comfortable with my sin. I get a little bit comfortable. When I'm walking with the Lord in a really growing and life-transforming time in my life, when I sin, you know what happens? My spirit, it like spits up. Because something happened that isn't what I've been experiencing, the holiness of God, the joy, the fellowship, the pleasure in Christ. And then the sin comes in and I choose to sin. And now my conscience is raised and I'm, oh God, and I'm on my knees before God. When I'm not doing well in my walk, I'm on to the next thing. I've been distracted. I'm moving forward. But we need to be persistent. Persistent in seeking Him. In asking for Him to work with us, to call us. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Does that sound good? He's going to hear us. He's going to forgive us. And He's going to work to heal our land. What does it mean, heal our land? What is that saying? What's your land? What's that? The world around you, your family, the people in your spheres of influence, your life, the people you know, the places you go. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes when I hadn't planned on sharing this, but sometimes when I preach, not very often, I got to be real, but sometimes God calls me to pray for a few of the pews. And don't worry, no pews have been prayed for this. Is this the one? No. Sometimes I go and I'm asking God to bless this place. At times I've gone into my house and I've seen things and I just pray. And sometimes I go to my kids' rooms at night and every blue moon I get caught and I'm just outside their door just with my hand on the door just praying. Because it's holy ground. Because where the Lord is, there's holy ground. And I want Him to bless and heal our land, my land. And when He moves, guys, it's amazing to see what happens. The Lord appeared
to Solomon in 2 Chronicles and reassuring him that his prayer had been heard. And he tells Solomon that he will punish the people for sin, but also that he will forgive them if they repent and turn to him. Guys, we need to repent. And if you hear nothing else today, if you hear nothing else today, hear this. As we come to the Lord, we need to come in the heart of repentance, asking for forgiveness. Because if we don't come in repentance, we're coming in arrogance. There's no middle ground here. It's not just, there has to be a sense of, who, hallowed be your name. You're in heaven. You're on the throne. I'm praying to a God of all, the one true God. So my hope and prayer as we move forward, this is basically an introductory message to where we're going. It's really praying so that we can see God move and heal our land. Forgive us our sins and heal our land. Do you have children, man, that you're praying for, that you're yearning? Grandchildren, children of friends, other family, other friends that you're praying for that are broken and wounded. Some of them know the Lord, some of them don't. Guys, my hope and prayer is that we become a people who prayer is, it's our DNA. It's who we are. I want to end with this. My mother, who I miss every day for these last months, as she's with the Lord now, she's digging it. I'm the one that's hurting. The people here left are the one that miss her, but she's with the Lord. And my mother was a woman of prayer. My mother was a wonderful woman, faults just like all of us, but she was a godly woman of prayer. She prayed earnestly. She kept praying. She had a women's prayer group. They met regularly, weekly. They always met. They always prayed. Her heart was prayer. When I'd remember time and time again where I'd call her up and she would pray for me. And God heard her prayers. And God is continuing to have the blessings flow from my mother's prayers. See, he's still answering them. He's still answering them. I can't tell you how much of a blessing it is to stand up and know that I was raised in prayer. Praise God. Now the question is, am I going to be a man of prayer? Am I going to be a man of prayer? Are you going to be a man, a woman of prayer? Do you want it to be part of your DNA? Ask, seek, knock. Keep turning to him. Humbly come before him. He will forgive us our sins, and he will heal our land. We're going to spend the next few weeks looking at what it means to be a part of the answers to God's prayer. As we pray, God's speaking and working through us in response. That we become his hands and feet. And now as we pray, we're on mission from God to do his will. And we know what it is because we're hearing from him directly. As I'm excited for this series, I'm excited to see where God takes us. And let's stand together. And let's just take a couple minutes. And if there's something that's on your heart, if there's a loved one, keep it short, please, so others can pray. But let's just have a time of putting our prayers before God. And then after a couple minutes, whenever the Lord wills, I'll try and be listening, and I'll close in prayer. But somebody lead us up.